Welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard, and Monday mornings can be even harder. I'm just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about lack of motivation or just being frustrated. I woke up today completely unmotivated. I mean, I woke up okay, but then one little thing got me down and I was really frustrated. When people are frustrated, they sometimes make bad decisions, and those bad decisions hinder us, and I wanted to talk about how we can overcome that. Sometimes it's okay to take a day to gather your thoughts, feelings, and maybe even look at your game plan. Do you need to make some changes? Do you need to watch a motivational video? Read a motivational article? Go out to lunch with a positive person? A friend who motivates you or gives you advice? Do what you need to do to reset and start over. But don't forget your goals. What I usually do is I just go through the motions. And this might be for a day or for a couple of days or for a week, but I'll still go through the motions, mostly to keep my schedule. But it is really so in a couple of weeks or in a couple of days, if I am feeling motivated, I won't have to restart. I won't have to start over. I kept going through the hard times, and even if I didn't progress, even if I just stayed the same, that is better than going back. I'm trying to lose weight, and even when I'm unmotivated and frustrated, I will still document the food that I'm eating, and I will still do my workouts. I might not lift that day. I might, do a slower run. I might change it up a little bit, but I will still do it. Or I will still do something. I am taking an online Spanish course, and even though I'm frustrated and unmotivated, I will still do a lesson. And I will still do the basic work around my house and my basic work in general just to make sure things get done. Because, like I said, when you wake up the next day and you might feel good, you don't want to be like, oh, I did a hardcore binge yesterday because I wasn't feeling motivated, or, oh, now I have to clean because I let my house, become a disaster when I was depressed. I will work out, I will clean, I will do laundry. I do what I need to do. And so if you are unmotivated and frustrated, do what you need to do if you are not going to take a day to reset. Even if that means applying for new jobs, starting on new projects, doing whatever you need to do to get through and be successful. I mean, even if you don't feel like starting a new project, go back and edit something that you've been working on, revise something that you've been working on, maybe look for feedback. Just do a little bit to get better. Work through it, and then maybe take a few hours to reset. It is best to push through so that tomorrow you stayed on track. It is easier to keep up with when you work through your days. If you can make it through your days, the days where you feel icky and unmotivated, then it'll be easier to make it through your really bad days. Because even though we want to be motivated and happy and positive, sometimes we have really bad days. And if we can get through the days where we're just frustrated, we can get through those horrible days, especially with routine. Now it's time for the call of action. It's where I'm going to pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week. And you may use them as you wish. So the affirmation is, I'm going to do amazing things this week. I'm going to do amazing things this week. The quote is, a single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. And Amelia Earhart said that. And the little challenge for the week is, list all the fun things you want to do, even out-of-the-box ones. When you are bored, revisit the list and do one of the things that you love. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities and focus on your positive goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me, and talk to you next week on Menti Mondays.